Hey, welcome to I'm That Mom, the podcast about motherhood without the pressure of perfection. My name is Katie. I'm a self-taught entrepreneur who started my baby company while pregnant and grew it to an eight-figure business as a single mom of three. Join us as we discuss the fun, funny, and messy parts of motherhood. We're certainly not experts. We're just here to support all the moms, and hopefully, collectively, we don't completely f*** it up. Okay, today we're exploring the emotions that moms experience as they anticipate the arrival of their little ones. The journey of childbirth, from the butterflies fluttering in your stomach to the occasional moments of panic. Join us as we chat about the fears and anxieties that often accompany labor, and the excitement and anticipation that fills the hearts of expectant mothers as they eagerly await the moment they'll hold their newborn in their arms for the very first time. Let's embark on this emotional roller coaster together as we explore what moms are scared of and excited about when it comes to going into labor. I'm sitting here today with McKenna, the creative director at Caden Lane, who happens to be extremely pregnant. So
very.
And this is your first podcast with us. So this is the perfect topic for you because it's extremely relevant.
Yes.
You're weeks from having your second baby.
Yeah, I had to look today because my first baby, I was on it. I like knew about the day where I was. And this one, I'm like, where am I?
I feel like the whole first half of your pregnancy, we had to remind you were pregnant.
Yeah, I did all the bad things, like eat the sandwich meat and
everything
this pregnancy.
Yes. And
it'll be fine.
And I have to make do a call out here that you actually started this job. You've just been with us for probably about right at 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were newly pregnant when you came here. Turns out that I'm really good at hiring pregnant moms.
That was the scariest. I did my interview and I found out I was pregnant like 2 days later. And I was like, I cannot take this job and not be like, oh, I'm pregnant in 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh. We would have had you either way. But also, I love it. I think there's nothing better than working at a baby company and having a team of moms like live it with us. I mean, it's the reason we do this podcast. It's the reason, you know, our mission behind Caden Lane is to help make moms' lives easier. And also, I personally just love working with working moms because I think we're a bunch of badasses.
We are.
Okay, so let's jump right in. I want to talk first, though, about your first pregnancy and like specifically, how did you prepare for Dolly, who is now, is she three yet?
She'll be three in June.
Okay, so she's almost three. But
yeah,
talk about how you prepared for that one compared to this one.
Yeah. Well, I'm like the worst mom ever, and I didn't read a baby book. I didn't want to know what was going to happen. I was scared about going to the bathroom on the table. So I did
the pooping, you mean, during labor?
Yeah. I'm still scared about it.
Okay, these are all very normal things. You didn't even listen to a podcast or a recording, nothing?
No.
Did you Google things?
I mean, my sisters had babies, and then I had some friends, so, like, we talked about it, but, like, I didn't really want to know any of the scary stuff.
Nothing?
No.
You just thought, I'm going to show up at the hospital, and I'm going to see what happens.
I just thought, like, I will avoid it until it's here. And that's, like, when I found out I was having her, I was at work. I, like, felt a headache coming on and went home, and my husband's father's a doctor, so he took my blood pressure, and he's like, you need to go to the hospital. I was 3 weeks early, and
had low blood pressure your whole pregnancy,
no.
Right? Oh, it was blood pressure the whole time?
Or yeah, that's right. Sorry, pregnancy brain, yes. Yeah.
Pregnancy brain is a real thing.
It was normal till then.
It was normal till you were 37 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, what that even meant. I was like, okay, I'll go in. I didn't shower. I didn't have a bag packed, nothing. And I walked in and they were like, we're going to induce you. And I was like, what the hell? No. I had this like,
I'm not prepared.
Vision of like sitting there beautiful with my newborn child. And I'm like oily, greasy with greasy hair, like dying. And they're like, we're going to induce you right now.
Great. Well, so at least that takes a little bit of pressure off of baby number two. So you're probably.
Yeah.
So you were very relaxed going into baby one. Does this baby two are you just like going to go straight from work to the hospital?
I hope so.
You're not worried at all. No bag packed, nothing.
I'm going to pack a bag this time because that annoyed me. And I'm washing my hair like every day.
In anticipation. Or
yes.
You'll know if you start to get contractions.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to the emergency room without being prepared.
Okay.
For sure.
So it was lessons learned.
Very much so.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, it's coming up. So you better go home and
pack
up your stuff. What when you were actually in labor the first time, what surprised you about it? Except for the fact that it was happening.
The epidural freaked me out a little bit.
Did?
Because I didn't mind it. I hate needles. But my husband never stops talking, and he got really quiet when they brought out that needle. And I was like, oh, dear Lord. It has to be bad if he's quiet.
Were you having bad contractions? And so that's why you called for that epidural?
I'm the worst person to interview right now. I had like one, and they were like, we can give you the epidural. And I was like, I don't need it. And then I had another one. I was like, okay, I'll take it now.
It got real, really fast.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah. So do you have a little bit of anxiety over your epidural on this next one?
Yeah, but the like numbness of the legs is what freaked me out the most. Like, I remember just sitting there with them like super heavy and being like, Eric, come move my leg. Like,
yeah,
I don't know where you'd want to move it, but move it.
It was just weird having not control of your body.
Yeah.
For sure. I know. But it sounds like you didn't labor very long before.
No.
So.
They told me it was going to take all weekend long. I went in on Thursday, and at Friday at noon, I had her.
Oh,
and
that's
what freaks
great.
Me out, though. It was so easy.
Okay. Well, knock on wood right now while we're sitting here. You might jinx yourself. So what are you most scared of? And pushing was fine.
Like pushing was fine.
It was easy. You pushed for maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
She came out and then you forgot all about your greasy hair.
Yeah. It was magical. But then I was holding her and the nurse started looking at her. We thought everything was great. And the nurse started looking at her and like ripped her away because her lungs had filled up with fluid.
Oh.
And I had no idea. I was just like, oh, she's beautiful. And she's like, she's purple. I'm like, I think she's pretty.
Yeah. But I bet it got really scary really
and
fast.
And I had to sit in that room alone while Eric went to the NICU, and it was awful.
Not knowing what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sitting there crying.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can't even imagine how hard it is to have your baby in the NICU. And then they're still stitching you up. You're waiting probably for your placenta to deliver. They're making sure that you're okay.
That also freaked me out, and you cannot feel that. I mean, I know you know, but...
No, I had C-sections. So I actually watched my sister give birth, which I don't really recommend. I think it was more my angle and view the whole time.
Freaked you out a little bit?
I watched the whole thing. It was very surreal, but also really exciting. And I love that she let us watch. We were in the delivery room. They had this little side room, and we could close the curtain. And me and my other sister peeked through the crack the whole time.
Aww.
And so, I mean, we saw the baby crown. We saw the baby come out.
Were y'all like, we need a margarita?
Oh, it was intense. It was pretty cool. And I really hope my daughters let me be in the labor and delivery room when they have kids one day. But also, I very much respect, and I think it's great that we're normalizing moms just saying, no, I really want it just to be me and my husband at the hospital too.
Yeah.
So I go back and forth on it. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. So your baby's been wheeled off to the NICU.
Yeah, and it was like beginning of COVID, so no one could be in there with me.
Yeah.
I was just
And your husband's
there.
Gone. He went with her.
And I knew I couldn't be like, what's going on? Because he didn't know. He was freaking out.
Yeah, so are you not nervous about that?
I'm so nervous. I'm definitely going to be like looking at her color the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing kind of freaks me out still. I just try to like block it out until...
Denial is a powerful thing.
It's here.
I think it'll be fine. Usually the rules are if you have one really complicated delivery or pregnancy, then the opposite, you know? Same goes though for kids. And I feel like you got your easy kid already. So this might be your
That's what freaks me out.
Yeah, this could be your really easy labor and delivery and followed by a spicy Miss Emma.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting because
this pregnancy
has been amazing.
Well, so, okay, so you mentioned you did it during COVID when you couldn't have people there. Mm-hmm. You do have family close by. Like,
yeah.
Who is your core support people?
Definitely my mom and my sisters, but I liked it. That was just me and Eric, especially, like, with that freak out. I feel like if anyone would have been there, I would have, like,
made it
lost
worse,
my
maybe?
Shit on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, asked me, are you okay or anything? And I'd, like,
gotten really
snap.
Upset. Yeah. Not in
so,
a bad way. You're
no,
saying you feel
yeah.
like it would have been maybe more emotional if
yeah.
they had been there. And yeah, I mean, I can't imagine either way, right? Because also you probably wanted your mom there
oh,
to
yeah,
tell
I felt
you.
Alone, but
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. No,
there's a lot of emotions going on that day.
That's real. And I think it's important to recognize, like, it doesn't make you a good or bad person. If maybe there's people listening and their mom's giving them a lot of pressure about being there.
Yeah.
And they're having to say, and maybe they have a really close relationship with their mother and they're having to say, no, mom, like, I really want this to be about me. but they're risking hurting her feelings, which they don't want to do. And
yeah.
So it is such a personal time in somebody's life with their husband to share. And it's there's so much joy and excitement. That's right. Yeah. And there's so much joy and excitement around it. But then also if your, you know, room is filled with people, like, it takes it away from you. And I love now that the doctors and hospitals and nurses are really kind of putting focus on mom and baby time. You know, it's almost better if they say no visitors for the first 12 hours.
Yeah.
Because it gives you permission to make it just about you.
And you're just exhausted. I remember being, like, overwhelmed with emotions. And, like, everyone wanted to see us. Because Dolly was in the NICU and we couldn't see her. But it was, like,
too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the fun stuff of after labor and delivery. What about, do you remember what your first craving is? Like, what was the very first meal you wanted?
I didn't want food. I had just eaten, like, what is that steakhouse where you get, like, unlimited meat?
Oh.
I have literally, like, 3 days before that.
And you didn't poop on the table? Or did you poop on the
table?
Eric's
too sweet to tell me, and he knows I was, like, freaking out over that.
If you had unlimited meat dinner before.
Like, 3 days before.
I love you, sister, and I'm pretty sure you shit all over that table.
I don't want to know.
Well, so did you have, like...
But nothing tasted good afterwards.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing tastes better than when you're pregnant.
I wanted a cold beer and sushi.
Oh, I want a Bloody Mary more than with the salt.
That's what I mean.
And the lime. Okay, but I just sound like an alcoholic. I want liquor, please.
No. And so I don't know if this is a real thing, but I always heard that, like, having a beer after labor, like, helps your milk come in. Have you ever heard that?
I'm going to try it.
Maybe I just made it up. So actually, I heard a Bloody Mary helps your milk come in. I swear I've heard that. We should Google it.
We should.
I think it's the truth.
It probably is. It makes sense
go with
to
that.
Me.
We're going to go with that. Well, what about how excited are you to watch Dolly be a big sister?
I feel like that's what I'm most excited about. Yeah. She really likes Bluey. She's very independent right now. Very independent. But she loves Bluey. I'm like, your bingo's coming. I'm cooking it in my tummy.
Oh, it's so cute. And she's getting a baby sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's going to be a wonderful
and
big
Dolly's
sister.
Like tomboy, so I'm really hoping Emma's like...
Your girly girl.
My girly princess and everything like that. Like today,
yeah.
We shot her and everyone was like, be a princess. I'm like, tell her to.
She did so good. She was in the studio for a photo shoot for our new leotards and she was precious, except we were all taking pictures of her and she was in her little like tutu and she stood there and she ripped the loudest. What did you say? We were like, oh, you tooted.
I go, sir.
And yeah, we all looked at the pregnant woman, of course, assuming it was her. And she was like, it was Dolly. And Dolly goes, no, Mom, I farted. It was so adorable.
She's not a little lady. She's a wild child.
But she is the perfect age to welcome a new sister because she can be her little helper.
Yeah.
And she can go get pacifiers and blankets and diapers and wipes and
That's
do all
what I'm
the things
about.
To help, yeah, you know, create independence. And I think also don't be surprised if she kind of latches on to your husband for a little bit.
She already does. That's what hurts my heart sometimes.
I know.
But right now, you felt this. Like, I cry at night because I'm not going to be able to, like, put her to sleep or, like, have that bond with her.
Well, no, you will be able to. Yeah. It's a choice. You know, what we did was we took turns. So because when you're first home from the hospital and you're breastfeeding every 2 hours and you're still kind of recovering, for sure in that first week, you should take it easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you feel like you're up to going and putting her down for bed, absolutely go.
I'm just so sad that I won't have that bond with her that I have
no,
right now.
You will. And that little baby, when she comes, will fall asleep first. Your heart, like I think a lot of moms have that fear of, before second baby is born, like how can I love this new baby as much as I love the
first baby?
Or does it mean I have to divide my love? Like maybe I'll only have half as much to give to Dolly. That's not how it works. Like the best way I can explain it is that your heart just grows, right? Like it explodes.
Because right now I feel like it's with Dolly, I had her nursery ready. I had her name. Every,
yeah.
all the,
no, second
everything.
Baby, totally normal.
I don't even know what week you... I am.
Yeah, this is all very normal. I promise. It is extremely normal. But the thought of, like, what if I'm taking away from Dolly to give to this new baby is 1,000% not true.
I don't want to hurt her feelings.
No, she's going to be such a good big sister. And it will shift. You know, I think it's going to be important maybe when you're finally up to it. Like, let the baby stay home with, you know, your mom or babysit, you know, your husband or whoever. And go do something fun with Dolly. Like, take her to see a movie or go, you know, if she loves shopping at Target or whatever it is. Like, go get a surprise with her and kind of create those moments so that she knows, oh, no, my mom's not just here for the baby. Like, it's about all of us and we're a family
together.
Well, and
I should get her a gift from the baby, right?
I did.
What did you get?
A Bluey toy.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything. Like, whatever her favorite thing is in the moment, I would just put it, and it doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, you know, at 2 or 3 years old, they like anything, her favorite candies, and put it in a little bag and take it to the hospital so that when she comes in to meet the baby, I don't think they actually think the baby gave it to her, but I think it's a nice way to celebrate them because everyone's attention is so much on the baby. And is she going to wear a big sister shirt?
I think I'm going to put her in our little set with the name on it that says Dolly.
That's
and then
adorable.
Have the matching little.
Oh, I love that. And that's so, and she's going to be so excited. So you have so much to look forward to. I'm so excited for you. It sounds like you have not thought through it at all.
No. This is a great interview to prepare you.
I know. But for everyone listening, I think like what you should hear out of this and what I take from it is that everybody is so different and there is no right way to go into it. And, you know, share your story, share people's experiences.
Yeah.
You know,
just like the more you know, the more also your mind just like.
That's yeah. You know what? Maybe it's a good thing that you're just like, when it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going in with a very chill mindset, which I like. I think, you know, even applying that as a parent and kind of being a more relaxed, chill parent, I think tends to raise relaxed, chill
cooler
children,
kids.
Right? Okay, well, I loved this conversation. And as we wrap up today's episode on the fears surrounding labor, we want to remind you that it's okay to feel anxious or uncertain about the process. Remember, you're not alone in your concerns, and there's a wealth of support available to guide you through. Take a deep breath, trust your instincts, and know that facing these fears head on can lead to empowerment. Until next time, keep embracing the journey, and remember, you've got this. If you're curious about Caden Lane, you can join us on our website, social media, cadenlane.com. Follow us with I'm That Mom. Do all the things you're supposed to do. Subscribe to us, and we'd love to hear from you. Until next time.